idea of a 3-day weekend sound to you? I mean, you know, probably a silly question, really, isn't it? It sounds pretty good, doesn't it, to most people? One of Britain's leading doctors and president of the UK Faculty of Public Health, Professor John Ashton, says it's time we phased out the 5-day week. He says, when you look at the way we lead our lives, the stress that people are under, the pressure on time and sickness absence, mental health is clearly a major issue. We should be moving towards a 4-day week. The lunch hour is gone. People just have a sandwich at their desk and carry on working. We need a 4-day week so that people can enjoy their lives, have more time with their families, and maybe reduce high blood pressure because people might start exercising on that extra day. Does that make sense to you as an employer, as an employee? 1-300-057-222. Maurice Mizalowski is a business futurist and he thinks it's common sense and probably inevitable. Morning, Maurice.
Good morning, Julia.
What advantages do you see in the 4-day working week?
So I actually go a bit further. I agree on the premise that work has to change because we've worked in the Industrial Revolution model for 200 years, 9-to-5 all getting together to do things. But I think, and what I'm seeing on the horizon, is really that we're beginning to work more to project and task rather than to 9-to-5. And that, I think, will be the big evolution. And from that, we will get a far more freed up time of when and where we take our weekends, holidays and vacations.
So how might that work if you're... work schedule was tied around specific projects and tasks. Give me an example.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is not for everybody, but nor should anything be. You know, some people will need to be 9-to-5. We, of course, want our doctors and our police people. You need to be on air at a particular time. But for a whole group of other people, it's not time sensitive. It doesn't have to be done at this particular minute, at this particular space. So what they're doing is looking at the work that needs to be done. They're doing that to great levels. They're exceeding all the expectations everybody has. Boss is happy, client's happy, customer's happy, so is the worker. And then they're moving on. Instead of trying to fill that extra hour or two to the left at the end of the day, they're moving on and they're either taking an early break or they're working on another project or they're going off with their family. So a lot more fluidity in the way that we work rather than the structure of having to be somewhere just for the sake of it.
So you're saying that there are some people who spend unproductive time at work, they're just there because they have to be?
I wouldn't say that about your listeners or anyone I know, but other people I've heard that rumour of.
I wish. So I guess what this is about is giving increased responsibility to workers, not having to sort of kowtow to the boss, standing over them to make sure they're on task, clocking on, clocking off.
That's exactly it. It's treating adults like adults. If we've employed people and we believe that they're competent and capable of the job, and again, if it's not time sensitive, then perhaps it makes sense for them to work in a different model. And this is not some hypothetical. We're actually seeing this and have seen this in industry for years, for decades in some particular employment sectors.
So how does the business community view this idea of the 4-day week?
Now, again, to some people, this is absolutely the best model for them. We're seeing it, for instance, even with our fixed workers like nurses or doctors, they'll often work 6 or 7 days straight and then be able to take off 2, 3, 4, 5 days in lieu. Our FIFO, fly-in, fly-out workers, like miners, can go to work for a month or two and then have a month or two off. So for employers, it actually offers a lot of flexibility. If we have staff that aren't always in our premises, we can have smaller offices. We don't need as many computers and phones and all the other resources that go with it, so their bottom line is far slimmer. Work productivity is just as good, again, given good work practices and hiring the right people. So it's a win-win, often, for both parties.
All right, I'll see if I can put a proposal to the boss tomorrow. Thanks, Maurice.
You're welcome.
Maurice Mizalowski, who is a business futurist, reckons that for some areas of employment, the 4-day week is inevitable and much more productive. It's 4 to 11, 105.7 ABC. Darwin, Matt